Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
From E.T. to crossing the Niagara Falls on a tightrope, lots happening this week in pop culture history. And 98FM's Kieran O'Connor is with me to tell me all about it. How are you?
Afternoon, great.
Yeah, all yeah, good?
All great.
Loads to chat about this afternoon.
Yeah.
This, I know, is always, everybody recommends this series.
Yeah, let's go back 17 years to the ending of this show.
And I wouldn't mind to say,
we only recently spoke about this, it being its 25th anniversary since it started. But it ended 17 years ago. The 10th of June 2007 is when The Sopranos came to an end. Fantastic show. If you haven't seen it, would recommend. You can watch it on Now, actually. That's where I'm currently lashing through it at a fast pace.
I have to be honest, right? In theory and on paper, this could not be more up my street.
It's great.
Kieran, I've tried to get into it three times and I can't get into The Sopranos.
I said this last time. You need to leave your phone in another room and just you and a telly and a cup of tea. It's fantastic. If you haven't seen it, it's Tony Soprano, who is a mob boss who is just in his own head, fighting with his wife, fighting with his kids, fighting with life, trying to run the mob. And he's speaking to a therapist, which is a thing that mob bosses don't do. So he's afraid that his pals and colleagues in the mob will find out and he'd be called a rat. But like one of the most influential TV series in the world, all set in New Jersey, unlike most mob programs, which are all New York.
I have watched some of the episodes, but I haven't watched it in its entirety. And I just, I don't know why, I just couldn't. The other one that I've the similar issue with is The Wire. Everybody recommends The Wire to me as well.
I haven't seen it, but I'll add it to the list. Okay, well, that's your weekend plan sorted.
Ireland versus England.
Yeah, let's go back to in one of the most iconic moments in sporting history for us. 36 years ago, the 12th of June, 1988. It was Ray Houghton who stuck the ball in the English net. A 1-0 win against England. Such a fantastic journey for Jack Charlton. This was the moment, you might remember.
A missed kick by Sansom, in goes Aldridge, and Houghton! 1-0! And Ray Houghton has got the breakthrough! And Jack Charlton cannot believe it!
The Glaswegian goal scorer with an Irish mother who played all his football in England was the unlikely hero that day. An amazing 1-0 victory for the boys in green. A landmark moment for Ray Houghton. It was the first ever goal scored at a major international tournament. And as well as, I mean, iconic moments like that, it was Jack Charlton said the famous quote of, "Somebody once told me fortune favours the brave, and God, the lads were brave this afternoon." Christy Moore wrote an iconic song, "Joxer Goes to Stuttgart," about it. So in terms of Irish sporting history, one of the most iconic moments.
Well, 36 years ago today.
E.T. Phone Home. E.T. Phone Home.
This was a great... brilliant.
A classic
movie.
A classic American sci-fi film. Yeah. 42 years ago, E.T. takes flight, the 11th of June, 1982. Steven Spielberg classic. And it's all about Elliot, who is the young boy who becomes friends with an extraterrestrial E.T. who's left on Earth. And Elliot's job is to help him find a way back home. A lovely little childhood memory for a lot of people. It was... So Steven Spielberg held the record for the highest grossing film of all time with Star Wars. This came out, another Steven Spielberg classic, and it knocked his own movie off the top spot.
Right.
So that's how big it was when it premiered. It was re-released a couple of times, won massive awards, and at the time it won Best Animation. I guess it was breathtaking at the time. When you look at it now, you kind of go...
Yeah, the sci-fi is never typically my thing, but it was probably the one that I did enjoy.
It was a great movie, and it brought us some iconic moments. The famous bike, the scene, he's on
bike. I went to Universal Studios years ago in the States, and they actually, as part of that, one of their sets is, you know, see how they made scenes from E.T. And that particular set of the, you know, the bike and the sky and all, and they actually do a recreation of it. It's absolutely brilliant if you get the chance. It's
well worth visiting.
I'm not the only one on The Wire. Mick and Lusk says he's tried The Wire as well lots of times, keeps failing, just falling asleep.
Okay, I must give it a go.
Look at this listener, The Sopranos. I'm Italian, I still can't get into it. Totally concur.
Wow, interesting.
But I'm not alone, thankfully.
One of the most iconic TV shows in the world.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't quite call this next one iconic now, but
uh, you know, it might
probably
be,
was a little bit, wasn't it?
It mightn't be iconic, but it was probably one of the most impactful shows and very of its time when it comes to television. 22 so years, we go back to the 11th of June 2002. Yes, American Idol came to our TV screens, the reality TV show, which I guess started out on British TV with Pop Idol. Will Young, 2002 was the year when he won. And after that, it went over to America. The Idol continued, American Idol. Ryan Seacrest was the host. And it was a massive TV show. Just to show you how big, in the 10th season alone, it got 750 million votes. That's a lot of votes, a lot of people voting for this. So everyone was watching it. Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson, Paula Abdul, just some of the famous faces. And I guess the biggest winner out of the show ever was Kelly Clarkson. Brought us amazing music, all coming from this.
That's where she came from, actually.
Yeah.
She started American Idol, yeah.
Lots of famous singer-songwriters.
Mariah Carey and J-Lo and all were judges in this at various points.
J-Lo, Mariah, Nicki Minaj, Keith Urban, Ellen DeGeneres had a stint, Katy Perry. So there was lots of famous faces throughout. It's still running. 22 seasons, 699 episodes, and still to this day it's going. If you're interested in taking part, you have to be 15 to 28. Do not hold a recording contract. And if you manage to go through all of the rounds, through the judges' houses, everything else, in your first year, you'll probably make about $1 million on a record.
I don't know why you're telling me this. Well, you clearly haven't heard me sing at the Christmas party.
Just in case, look.
You never know. This is definitely a moment from more recent times.
I hope you were with us to see it all. It's not something you will see anytime soon. Nick Wallenda walking some 1,500 feet, becoming the first person to traverse Niagara Falls directly over the falls themselves.
Bit of a wild one.
Mad. Just
years.
Explain the image here now for people in this.
Yeah, so Nick Wallenda was an American acrobat who became the first person ever to walk on a tightrope across Niagara Falls. It happened the 15th of June 2012. Now, I only recently was at Niagara Falls. I was on a boat and the falls are coming down fast.
Yeah.
There's breeze.
It's
everything
fabulous,
gets
isn't
wet.
It?
And the video of him walking across, he is head to toe in rain gear, soaking wet on a tiny little wire.
I can't even watch it.
I couldn't do it. No, he was harnessed across in case he did fall, but it took him 25 minutes to cross from Canada to the USA. And it is an iconic moment.
King of the Wire. That's kind of what they referred to him, wasn't it?
King of the Wire is who he is.
For doing
Nick Wallenda. He's done other stunts like that. And I know he wanted to do other ones like tightroping across the pyramids of Egypt.
Yeah. And the Eiffel Tower, too, was the other one he mentioned on his list. Absolutely incredible. Finally, what's happening on the 21st of June, 2024?
Yes. A busy man next week. I'm getting to marry my fiance.
Aww.
So I'm very much looking forward to that.
Brilliant.
Yes.
So that'll be in our... that's a date you better not forget now.
No, I won't forget that one. So, and... Katie will be sure to remind me, so looking forward to it.
See, you're not with us for the next few weeks because you're getting married and...
I'm getting out of here for a while.
Honeymoon and all that jazz.
But I'm looking forward to coming back.
Listen, enjoy it.
Thanks very
Have
much.
Have a ball.
Yes, the excitement begins.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday. We'll be back though next Thursday afternoon. But for the moment, 98FM's Kieran O'Connor. Kieran, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron.
On News Talk.